Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 454 for Tuesday, June 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Tuesday as it continued to correct off last week's sharp losses. Canola was up $3 to $4 at the close, the November contract up $3 at $486.30 per ton. Speculative short covering, brought on by the oversold price sentiment, along with fresh exporter and domestic crusher buying, given very attractive crush margins, added to the gains in the futures. Advances in Chicago soybeans provided spillover support as well, although soy oil drifted lower late in the day. Excessive moisture in parts of Manitoba over the past weekend also raised fresh weather concerns, but crop conditions do remain relatively favorable across the prairies overall. StatsCan releases its latest acreage estimates tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that report accounted for some activity as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up, while corn and wheat held closer to unchanged with the bias lower. Positioning ahead of Thursday's USDA stocks and acreage reports was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans were up 12 to 17 cents, the November contract up 15 at $11.16 per bushel. Oversold price sentiment remained a feature in beans for the second day in a row, as prices continued to recover off their nearby lows amid oversold price sentiment. A slight one-point decline in the weekly condition ratings for the U.S. crop, with 72% of the soybeans now in the good-to-excellent category, was a bit supportive as well, although emergence is slightly ahead of average for this time of year. Forecasts are calling for an increase in planted soybean acres in Thursday's USDA report. Corn was steady to down 2 cents, the September contract down a half cent at 388 and three quarters per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was left unchanged at 75% good to excellent in the latest weekly report that did little to move values one way or the other. U.S. corn acres are widely expected to see a downward revision in Thursday's report. For wheat, prices were up a penny to down 4 cents. Most contracts lower. The September wheat futures in Chicago down 2 cents at $4.56 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is now 45% complete. That's slightly ahead of the five-year average. Of what's remaining, nearly two-thirds is rated good to excellent. Spring wheat crops in the U.S. are 72% good to excellent. That was down 4 points on the week, but still in line with the five-year average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.